The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really happy you joined us on this sunny Saturday morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Good to be here today on this. Yeah, I think it'd be a good night, good day to be outside and doing something.
A little later, yeah.
Yep.
It's supposed to be nice out there today. We have a very exciting show for you today. We're going to be going back into Appleton's entrepreneurial environment to about 1972. Our guest this morning is Gordon Knightsky of Gordon's Photography, who started his business in 1972. And we're going to hear how he has adapted his business, and he's still going today. He's going strong. I don't think he's going to ever quit. He just keeps going and going. He's like that bunny with the rabbit with the batteries in it. But before we get to Gordon, we just want to mention to you that our Score chapter, Fox City Score, brings you this program each weekend. We're very happy to do it. We've been doing it for about probably 18 years. And it's a program where we bring entrepreneurs and professionals like accountants and attorneys and maybe some other consultants in to help the entrepreneur succeed. It's a how-to program, and we encourage you to call in with questions. Our number here is 281-1150. You can call us right here in the studio, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. So without any further ado, good morning, Gordon, and welcome to Biz Talk.
Thank you. I was kind of surprised to get the invitation.
Well, we like to surprise people. It's like that old millionaire program. Michael Anthony would hand a check to they get surprised. So this is your million-dollar experience.
Right. Well, as it is for me, too. I don't know I don't mess it up.
Well, Gordon, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, tell us about you and when did you start your company, and what do you do at Gordon's Photography? Where are you located, and how do folks reach you?
Gosh, I started out, like I said, 72. Only reason I started is because I was having issues working for somebody else, and I thought that with the connections that I had, that was now the time. I thought I had all this planned out ahead of time, what I was going to say, and now I can't think of anything.
Well, where is your business located?
It's at 1105 East Wisconsin Avenue at the corner of Rankin in Wisconsin, east of Appleton Papers.
Now, someone listening today, there's a lot of folks are listening to the program, but if they would like to reach out to you next week to maybe have a photography session or follow up on some of the services you offer, how do they get a hold of you? How can they reach you?
Yeah, telephone is the number one way. It's 733-8192, area code 920.
920, yep. What was that number again? I didn't write it down fast enough.
Yeah, 733-8192.
Okay. Well, Gordon, when we were talking off air, we started off and just trying to figure out what your background was, how you got into the photography business, which back in the good old days when it was cameras were cameras and all that type of thing. How did you get started, and where did you start?
Well, actually, I got started way back when I was 18, 19 years old as an artist. Got into the service. And somebody in the service handed me a camera, told me to go out and get what was necessary to produce the show that we're working on. And I realized that the photographs taken were only a part of the final product. I had issues with people in the lab printing things that I saw that I took pictures with. We got past that hurdle when I was in the service.
At that point, you're what, pretty much self-taught then in those areas?
Oh, by gosh, yeah. I didn't have any education other than high school.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized that whatever I was doing was something I wanted to do. I can remember my mom always telling me to do what I like to do, but never have to worry about working.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that's an old cliche, but there's an awful lot of truth to that.
Yes, there is. Gordon, you were featured in the March 5th issue of the Business News on the front page. So if the folks are interested in reading about your company, they could pick up a copy of the Business News. They can get that free at the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce. But you're on the front page of that publication dated March 5th.
Yeah, isn't that a surprise? I mean, I didn't think it was going to be on the front page.
Yeah, and it's a great story. And in the pre-show, when we were talking before the show started, you used a phrase that when you started your company, you told us about that in the pre-show discussion. Maybe you could expand on it. You said something like, "I didn't know I couldn't do it."
Yeah.
What's behind that?
I sometimes it's just plain ignorance.
Yeah.
when you don't know you can't do something, you try.
Mm-hmm.
And at the first time you get something started, it don't work, you keep trying. And eventually the thing winds up being a finished, complete job.
Now, you were also sharing with us before the show began, you brought up a name from the past some of the listeners might recognize, Vic Sumnicht.
Of course.
Tell us the story about Vic Sumnicht. And he asked you to do something, and you said yes, but tell us that story.
Yeah, that's one of my faults. I never have told anybody, no, I can't. And he asked me if I could do a specific thing. It was happened to be a schematic and drawing it and doing it in ink. And I told him, sure, I could do that, no problem. So then I went over to Cross and Oberle's, which was a service that they were using, and I asked Bert Oberle, what do I do? I mean, I told him I can do it, but I have no clue what I'm doing. And Bert and the people there took me under the wing, and it's like, he's just a young kid. Uh-huh. Give him a break, help. And it seems like everybody in my life tended to be reaching out and helping when I looked like I was stumbling. And all he needed is give me a little push, and then all of a sudden I was doing what he told me to do, and Vic was happy, and R.C. Krupe was there. She was happy.
It sounds like you've had a lot of fun since 1972 running your company.
Yeah, but you know, you don't run your company.
Right.
It runs you.
Right.
And every time somebody comes walking through the door, they're your new boss.
Oh, you have more than one boss?
Oh, gosh, yes. I was just looking at my job jackets this morning just to see where I started. In January, I had job number 13,700.
Wow.
And as of this morning, my next job is going to be 13,673. Now, that's a few extra jobs, but every job, that's a new client that was a new boss, and each one of them didn't have just one project. One had one had three, one had 10.
And they tell their friends, their family members?
Yes. A happy customer will tell 5 or 6 people, but an unhappy customer will tell 10 or 12.
Okay. I keep asking if you've attended my seminars because you're using phrases that I use when I'm talking to people, but it's still the stuff that works. Now, it sounds like, though, that, you know, okay, you got your business started. You always gotten into stuff you said you didn't know you couldn't do, but has it always been successful, or have you had a couple of things that didn't quite go right?
Oh, I've probably had as many failures as I've had successes. But I've never showed anybody my failures because sometimes they thought it was great and bought it anyway.
But you learn from it.
Oh.
That's the key for, isn't that right?
Yes, yes. You never do it twice the same way. And even when you do it right, you can't do it twice the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is on a constant change. If it isn't a piece of equipment that's not working right, it's your head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about you can do it one way, and when you get into doing something, and I don't care if it's setting up a photograph for a commercial photographer or scouting a location for a family portrait, you can have ideal situations once, and you go back to the same place, and it's not the same. You have to change how to shoot it, how to set it up,
be creative.
Yeah, everything is like that.
And overall,
even when the background is wrong, here lately, once it got to be digital, it got to be easier to fix all the issues. Because I could shoot somebody in a environment that was acceptable to them, but if I wanted to make a good picture better, I changed the background, and they thought that was, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. And then they were happy.
Mm-hmm. Now, over the years, you've done just basically all still photography, or have you done a video as well? Or
No. I thought that the video equipment, the audio equipment, all of those things were something that was not within my interest range.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, being an artist as a kid doing charcoal, oils, watercolors, when I got into the service, I was still doing those same things, and I got handed a camera, which was just one more tool.
Okay.
And so it was always a still issue. It was something I had to photograph, but it wasn't anything that I had to worry about. It was just another tool,
okay.
And that's the hard part. And the camera and a digital camera and a computer are all those tools.
Okay.
We have a couple minutes left before the first break, but give us an example or tell us some stories, Gordon, of the best, some of the most exciting and best pictures you ever took.
I don't know if I even took them yet.
Okay, good answer. You have
right.
taken. Good answer. But what are some of the highlight pictures that in the history that you've taken?
Well,
a good answer.
I think that every one of these pictures that I've taken, like the one I'm thinking about right now, was a picture of a motorcycle without anybody on it at a sunset. But the sunset was never exactly the way I wanted it. And when Highway 10 was being constructed, we went out there and got on it. And I took the picture of the motorcycle. We picked the picture that he was looking for. And I did artwork for the background and the sky and made it look like it was totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the pictures, and I can think of a lot more. I just can't bring them to mind to talk about. Every one is different.
Yep, okay. And they're all exciting to make.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
My gosh.
With that, we're going to take our first quick break. We have Ron on the line, but we'll come back and pick up Ron right after the break. So please hold on, Ron. And we're talking this morning with Gordon Knightsky of Gordon's Photography, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking this morning with Gordon Knightsky. Now, Gordon started his business, Gordon's Photography, in 1972. He's sharing his story with us. And we're having a great conversation. We also have Ron on the line. We're going to get to Ron in just a moment. Ron has a question. But first, we just want to tell you a little bit about the Fox City Score chapter. We bring you this program each weekend, and we like to feature entrepreneurs, professionals who can help entrepreneurs start and be successful in the operation of their company. Score is a national organization with about 350 chapters around the country. We have one right here in Appleton. It's called the Fox City Score chapter. We service an 8-county area. We go from Appleton down to Oshkosh, down to Fond du Lac, 8 counties along that highway corridor. We have about 45 to 50 volunteer mentors in our chapter who've had life experiences in various disciplines who can help you, the business owner, start or grow your company, overcome challenges, and take advantage of opportunities. Those disciplines include HR, marketing, accounting, legal, product development, workflow, banking, cash flow. If you have an issue, if you have a question, or if you have an opportunity and you're looking for some free, no-cost, confidential assistance, please reach out to us at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org. fill out the application, the request for mentoring assistance, and someone will be contacting you within about 24 hours. Set up your first meeting, and you have, and please remember that SCORE is for the life of your business, not just one or two meetings. And one little recruiting plug, if anyone's listening and this sounds interesting to you and you'd like to consider being a SCORE mentor, go to foxcities.score.org, check us out, and we'd be very happy to talk to you and see if you'd like to become a SCORE mentor. With that, we're going to go to our phone call. Ron, good morning. You have a question for our guest?
Yes. My question here is, understand Gordon's Photography started in 72. Was this his first business, or had he been in some other business prior to Gordon's Photography?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ron. Thanks.
Yeah, I didn't think somebody would think about that. But actually, I have had two businesses, both of which was a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. One, when I was 19, it was Modern Design Studios. I used to sell what the Post Crescent gave away free. Okay. And that was layout pages for advertisers.
Okay.
And I wound up changing Burke and Piggly Wiggly's ads.
Oh, there's a name.
And he used to have his ads with 30 to 40 items listed, and I made it go down to about 20, seven or eight major items. And now when you look at Piggly Wiggly ads, they're still doing what I did back in the 60s. And Birkin's Piggly Wiggly increased in 2 months 3%. Next thing I knew, I was working for Advanced Industries and went into the service. When I got out of the service, I went into business with two other people, and that was a typesetting art service called Computer Graphics, and that failed dismally. I found I could never work with two other people being partners. Three-on-one or two-on-one never worked. I did that for a few years and sold the business to another going company, and when they burned down, Gordon's Photography started.
Okay.
And that gave birth to a great long career that's continuing today.
Yes.
And it's going to continue into the future. Let's talk a little bit about some of the services you offer today. Ron, are you still on? Oh, he's gone.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Ron. Let's talk about some of the services that you offer today. You offer, you take pictures of people.
Yes.
You do commercial work,
yep.
And you do old photograph restoration. What is that?
Old photos restored tends to be pictures that people bring in that are faded, broken, miscolored, anything that they would like to save. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of my little ideas of telling people is preserving your photos but giving memories. Mm-hmm. And I have so many times given people pictures that they didn't realize whatever was in it was there in the first place. I think something just happened last week. The lady brought in a old 1910 picture that was so faded, yellow, that she remembered that her grandma was in the picture.
It's 108 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And when I saw it, all I had to do was take her word that her grandma was in the picture. I could see a rocking chair and the edge of a log cabin. But when I had finished with it, there was four people on the porch. The lady was sitting in the rocking chair holding a baby. And when she did come in, the joy on her face was just almost worth the whole job itself. Mm-hmm. And I asked her which person was her grandma. And at that point, she couldn't tell me because she expected something else, apparently. She came back with this approval print that I made for her. And she came back and she says that her grandma was the one standing behind the chair. And so it was her great-grandma and her great-great-grandma in the picture.
Wow.
And it was like, yes, those are the kickoffs that you enjoy.
And that's photo. Where are you located?
I'm at Wisconsin Avenue on the corner of Rankin and Wisconsin at 1105 East Wisconsin.
Okay. So if there's a family out there that just heard that story and they've got a box of pictures you'd like to restore, how do they call you? How do they get in touch with you?
They call me by 733-8192. That's the simplest, quickest. And I've had people just drive up hoping I'm there.
And just go from there. Right?
Yes.
Yep.
I do like to work by appointment because with the commercial stuff that I do, I leave the studio, and sometimes I'm there and sometimes I'm not. And when my wife is there, she can't answer the questions. I can't get her to say yes, she can every time.
Okay.
But that's one of my statements, that whatever they say.
Yep, perfect.
Yeah. Gordon, you're talking about restoring this old photo. A lot of people have a misconception, I believe, that you have to have the negative to be able to make this work. How do you do that? Do you work off the original, or how does that work?
Well, when somebody comes in with a negative or a original print, one, I don't work on the original
right.
anything. If I do work on an original, it will bite me.
Yep, okay.
I scan it and make a digital file and work on Photoshop to create an image, fix it. But that also isn't the only way that I – sometimes I take my digital camera and photograph the product or photograph and use the camera file instead of a scan, only because of the size of the original or the complexity. Sometimes I've even taken airbrush on plastic and covered up a lot of the breaks and cracks in an image and then photographed it. Because it's an array of pieces. So whatever tool I need to get the finished product done.
Okay, so you don't have to have the any type of negative to do this. You can bring in the real thing.
Right.
Okay.
You just can't tell me that this is what it is and expect to get it back absolutely that way, because it's strictly a art issue at the point. Mm-hmm. I have to come up with whatever it comes up with.
Right.
It is what it is. It can't be what we want it to be, right? It's a yeah. capture of a moment.
Yes, yes, that's a
but
fact.
But, Gordon, if anybody's listening, and I know that I've got a lot of friends who have old photographs and they're faded, and they want to get that restored, what's that phone number again for Gordon's Photography?
733-8192. And if I'm not in the studio, still call, because it does call forward to my cell phone.
Perfect.
I do that because I have commercial customers that no matter where I am, they got to have me now.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. With that, we're going to take our next break. It's 11:30. We'll come back on the other side, continue our conversation with Gordon Nightsky of Gordon's Photography. We'll give out the phone number again, and you're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found a new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance.
See how Fox can help you with 22 locations and loan experts that make it easy.
Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Albertson Hailing, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking this morning with Gordon Nightsky. Gordon is the owner of Gordon's Photography, located on East Wisconsin Avenue. And we're hearing stories from Gordon, an account of how he started his company in 1972 and some of the wonderful things he's done along the way. In the last segment, I gave you a little bit of information about our SCORE chapter and the free, no-cost, confidential mentoring we offer to entrepreneurs. In addition to the mentoring, we also offer seminars and educational things going on. And Randy, what's on the calendar?
Well, we've got two things to talk about real quickly. The first one is coming up very, very soon, and that's going to be on this coming Tuesday on March the 13th. The program is called Strategies for Small Business or for Nonprofits, how to put your business together, how to put your plan together, and how to work on a longer-term basis to help you plan your business. The program is going to be held at the SCORE office, which is in the Fox Cities Chamber office at 125 North Superior Street in Appleton. It's going to be held from 6 until 8 in the evening. There is a $25 fee. We've got a very good presenter. Terry Pinch is going to be there. He has over 30 years of experience in finance, strategy, and planning. He is also a SCORE mentor, so he can help you with your small business. To register, simply go out to foxcities.score.org and register where it says local programming. As I said, it's a $25 program. I believe there's still a couple of slots open, so get out there on the computer and register for that program to help you grow your business and make it stronger. The other program we're going to be doing, we're helping to promote a program for CAP Services. CAP's been a partner of ours for many, many years. They are working with the Appleton Area Midday Women's Alliance, working with females in small business, and they're going to be collaborating to put together an entrepreneurship grant program. So if you're looking for funding, they have it. They're going to be putting programs together. The way it works is simply that you put together an application for the grant. The application has to be in by April 26th, and then you will then be interviewed. The winners of the program will receive a $1,500 grant and also over $2,000 worth of business coaching and networking opportunities throughout the following year. So if you're interested in getting involved, promoting your business, go ahead and get in contact with CAP Services here in Appleton. The contact would be at capservices.org/event/FCWEGP. That's a lot of stuff there, but capservices.org, and you'd be working there with Kitty Johnson. So if you get a hold of CAP Services or give them a call at 209-1384, and as I said, that's Kitty Johnson that you'll be working with. She's an outstanding person with CAP Services. So it's a possibility for you to advance your business and obtain a grant.
Thanks, Randy. There's always something going on at the SCORE chapter, so keep an eye on our website, foxcities.score.org. We have other things coming up later on in this year, and we'll announce them on the show, but if you happen to miss a program, you can still catch it on our website, foxcities.score.org. We're going to turn it back to Gordon Nitschke now. Gordon is with us. He owns Gordon's Photography. He started that in 1972. Gordon, let's talk a little bit about over the years, when you started out your company, you had a certain technology, and now we have technology today. How has the customer's expectation changed over the years? I mean, there's some basic things that don't change, but what's different today in dealing with customers today than back then?
Well, I don't know about the customer's expectations changing. They always kind of wanted the same thing. They may be asking for different things rather than prints. They're asking for files.
Yep. Things that last longer. They can transfer them around.
Well, yeah. I think when I started out on Law Street, darkroom was in the basement. We were just basically making prints. They were framed, hung on a wall. As time changed, I can remember other photographers complaining that people were using 35 millimeters to be in competition with them. And I can remember talking to a couple of them saying, well, why don't we start using 35 millimeter and don't let them be competition? We still have more on the ball as far as creativity, able to see light, shoot properly. that was the crux. All of a sudden, everybody was shooting over 35 millimeter. The next thing that came along was smaller, quicker cameras, then digital, and everybody was bad-mouthing digital photography and how the competition wound up being everybody on the street. And I decided, yeah, that's right. I think the next thing to do is to start shooting digital. But before I quit shooting with film, I was doing both at the same time, shooting film, having the lab process it and give it to me as a digital format as well as prints. And I would then pick the client's choice file. I would retouch the picture in the computer, send that file back to them. They would make another negative and create the final print. Those were things that I was doing before everybody was using digital. When I bought my first digital camera, I paid almost $1,500 for a 3-megapixel camera. I was supporting R&D in the camera equipment.
When did you make that switch, or when did you start making the switch to the digital world?
Back in the 80s. Scanners were just coming out. I couldn't afford to buy the scanner, so I used to have the lab up in Green Bay, which they're out of business too because they couldn't keep up with digital changes. So I guess I lost track of where our thought process was going.
Would you say, though, that you were more or less a pioneer then in moving ahead in this as far as using the digital, changing to that kind of a format?
Well, changing to digital was a slow process. Having a computer, my first computer was a Windows 3.1. Photoshop was so slow because of the computer being like a 66 megahertz computer. Mm-hmm. When I would do something what is isolating a particular area in the photo with a wand, and you would make a connection, it would automatically go into what I would call ant tracks. And when I did this, it didn't do anything. It just sat there. I had to look at the book again to see if I misread what was required. Mm-hmm. And when I started going back to read it, all of a sudden the screen popped and it was starting to do what it was doing. So everything I learned was extremely hard, slow. But by the time the 90s got here and the other photographers were getting into it well, my learning curve was way up above, and I was using file programs that I couldn't even talk my friends that were in the business to use because it was too hard.
Mm-hmm. They didn't understand it.
No. I didn't either, but it was a whole lot easier. I could do a whole lot more jobs in the same period of time than I used to.
That's pointed out in the article in the Business News. You used to do like 2 or 3 jobs a day. Now you can do 8 to 10 a day.
Yeah, that was my argument with other photographers that were when we were talking at meetings, and I used to explain how we did it. They said, yeah, they could do that, but they could not get past the process of learning a new way. Mm-hmm. And I was looking forward to doing something different. I still am looking for new things.
Yeah. That's apparent. If you have a question for Gordon this morning, give us a call at 281-1150. Here in the studio, 281-1150. Outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150.
Yeah, Gordon, you did hint at this, but who are your clients now? You used to obviously do the weddings and all this kind of photos. What do you do now? What is your primary focus?
Basically, if I call myself a photographer, it's only because that's what I started out as. I am still Gordon's Photography, but I'm a graphic artist that uses a photography camera and I would say the computer. Now, mm-hmm. my clients tend to be just John Doe working on the street, walking in with a problem, That's about 40% of what I do. That's okay. The commercial is 60% of what I do. The commercial people are still the people that pay the bills that really covers my true expenses.
What's an example of commercial work, Gordon? Would it be like another company hiring you to come and do some PR marketing stuff or looking at a process in a machine shop, something? What is a commercial account?
Actually, well, when you was in my studio, you happened to see the photos I had on the wall, which was machine shops.
Yes, it was.
The actual client would come looking because they're going to print their brochure, and they need photographs that are better than what they have been shooting, and they bring in something and say, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what my competition has got. Can we beat this? Mm-hmm. That happens. I've had people walk in that are doing all of their work, all their selling on the Internet. There is no printing, but they still have to have files to be on the web page. So they bring in the product. I shoot it.
So pictures are really worth 1,000 words.
Well, with today's inflation, it's probably been worth more than 1,000.
Exactly. But they get the point across, don't they? The pictures get the point across.
Yeah, it's just a very, very, very visual. And sometimes what you see in the photograph isn't really real.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
In the pre-show.
Yes, because we can make something look better.
Do you have you have an example of pictures we might see that we think they're real, but they're really not real? What can you think of?
Yes, I can remember one time somebody giving me a picture of a pool party where there was a bunch of kids and another picture of a prominent person, which we don't have to get into, and asked if I could put him in the pool party. I said, yes, I did. It was a joke for me. It was funny. And I put him in there. Nobody could tell that it wasn't done that way.
Mm-hmm.
I also take people's wedding pictures that they have that I didn't even shoot the wedding pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in 10 years after the wedding and say, here is a picture of me and my husband. But this lady in the background, she shouldn't be there. And she has always been in this picture. And to this point, it's got her upset. Can I remove her? Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
So if someone has wedding pictures, 40-year marriage, and they're kind of yellowing a little bit, you can restore those photographs?
Yes.
And where are you located again?
At 1101. Excuse me, 1105. I live at 1101.
Okay.
1105 East Wisconsin Avenue, and my telephone number is 733-8192. I know he's going to ask me that next anyway.
Customers want to know.
Gordon, when you're doing some of this work, especially this restoration stuff, how long does it take? If I bring you something in, I say, okay, fine, this is an 80-year-old photo, and I'd really like you to restore it. How long do you usually take from start to finish when I get that thing back?
It's based on how bad your image is to start with, but I can turn things around in a matter of 2 or 3 days. If it's an image like somebody's funeral tomorrow, I'll get it done tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the average is about a week.
Gordon, you have so many years of photography and so much knowledge and experience in photography, and you're an artist. What if I wanted to come and learn how to take better pictures? Do you offer a service like that? Do you have classes? Do you point things out to people?
I don't have classes, but when people come in with problems, yes. I always give them a heads up on what not to do rather than how to. It's like trying to teach art. You can't teach somebody to draw, and you can't teach somebody to see light, but you can at least tell them what they did wrong with the pictures they show you. That I've done a lot. I have a neighbor gal that went to college, and she wanted to be a photographer because she wanted to get into this business. I talked her out of the business. I talked her into being an art teacher, and today she's a great art teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Because the business world as a photography studio isn't what it was 30 years ago.
It's changed a lot. And you found your way through a lot of technology to keep current and stay on the cutting edge. In the last segment, we're going to ask you, where does it go from here? But I think it's worthwhile to recognize that you've had to keep up with a lot of technology.
Yeah, and I was just going to follow up with what you were saying there. When we first talked, you said something about the fact that you started your business before you knew anything about business. How did you manage to adapt and keep going forward with your business with all the changes?
That was actually, and it's still happening. I decided to do something one way, and I present it to the client, and the client accepts it. But the next time that client comes back, they have a yes, but.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to listen to the but part and find out what they really are wanting. And I think the biggest experience is giving somebody something they're asking for rather than trying to sell them something I got.
Mm-hmm.
It is changing all the time. Mm-hmm. Just within the last week, one of my clients that I've done work for probably 15 years asked to have their files given to them on a thumb drive rather than a CD because they're having their computers aren't laptops with a hard drive anymore or a disk,
mm-hmm.
and they're asking for a flash drive, which is okay. I wound up buying 100 of these thumb drives so I can continue. So it's constantly updating and giving what the client wants.
So listening, paying attention.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's what I'm having a hard time doing that here.
You're doing great, Gordon.
You're doing
really good. We're going to take our last break right now. Come back on the other side. We're going to wrap up our program with Gordon Nightsky, owner of Gordon's Photography on 1105 East Wisconsin Avenue.
733-8192.
Thank you, Gordon. And you've been listening to Biz Talk on WHBY. We'll be right back.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're glad you're with us this morning. We've been talking with Gordon Nightsky, owner of Gordon's Photography. And the show is brought to you each weekend by the SCORE chapter here in Appleton, Fox City SCORE. We'd like to take a moment and thank our sponsors for helping to support the program each weekend. We couldn't do it without their support. We really very much appreciate their support. And those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, WBD, Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation, and also we want to thank Candeo Creative, who built our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and they help us maintain that website, and they also built, we also want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch up in Green Bay, who helped to promote our program in the biweekly periodical called the Business News. So we want to thank them for their support. If you're not subscribed to the Business News for $20 a year, you really can afford to do that because you're going to stay tuned to what's really going to be helpful and valuable to you as a business owner as you operate your company in East Central Wisconsin. So thanks to all of our sponsors. And we hope that they will continue to sponsor us, and we thank you for listening to the program. We do have a caller on the line, so we'll take that call real quick. Good morning, Renee. Do you have a question for our guest, Gordon Nightsky?
Hi.
Hi, Renee.
Yes. I understand he was on Law Street at one point, and then he's now on Wisconsin Avenue, so I'm just wondering, how did he get the money that he needed to expand to the new, larger studio?
That's a great
question. How did he get
question.
To move to, you know, Wisconsin Avenue?
Yeah. When did you make it, and how could you afford it?
I did it in 84.
Mm-hmm.
The family's mom died. My mom died, and they owned a store where I am now.
Okay.
And so I bought the house and the store from the family. But to get all the necessary money that was needed to make the expansion there, I actually went to Valley Bank, took them a bunch of stock certificates that I had. Actually, I was keeping it in their vault. For Pepsi stock was one of my major ones, and Kimberly-Clark was another one.
Good ones.
And they were. Mm-hmm. They were making different good dividends. And I talked to a fellow by the name of Scott there, and I told him what I wanted to do, how much money I needed. And I showed him that I had this much in stock. And he said, wondered if I was going to sell it. I was saying, no, it's actually in this vault. So we went and got it, and he looked at it, and he said, okay, how much do you need? I told him. He says, no problem.
Done.
He kept the stock. Now, he kept it in the same vault that I had to pay $75 a year for to keep it there.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept collecting the dividends on the same shares. And 3 years later, when I covered the loan,
paid it off.
He gave me back my certificates, and I told him that was really kind of great. We could do this again because I could save not only the dividends that it was growing, I could save $75 a year in storage fees.
And you didn't have a taxable expense by cashing that stock in. That's a great story. 1984.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was cold as heck the day we moved. One of my prime accounts at the time was a graphic arts service buyer by the Acme Press.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And John Schweitzer knew me when I was in high school and when I was working for Advanced Industries, Vic Zumnick. They were the printer for the company, and they were buying all kinds of services from me that they needed to be performed. Not necessarily photography, but all of the artwork, the newsletters that they had to produce. I would do the paste-up. I would take care of getting the proofs to the client. He would take care of the printing.
So, Gordon, question for you. We've heard a lot about your company and about you in the show today. You've been at this since 1972. We talked a little bit about retirement. How does that appeal to you?
Well, if that would have happened, that would have been 10 years ago. I haven't yet retired. I don't see myself retiring. It's too easy to go to work. I only have to walk 12 seconds from the house to the
You're
shop.
You're having fun.
It is. It actually is. And the fun is to hear the story from every client. Because every time they bring in something, it is memories that they remember. They have image for proof, and they want to pass it on. But before they can pass it on, I have to know all about it.
What an exciting career.
Yes, and they smile when they come in, and they're so happy when they leave.
Why would anybody want to retire from that?
You can't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think I get a chance now to ask you for a biz tip for our clients out there, people that are listening. What would you tell them as a real quick biz tip?
Well, I think that goes way back when I was 17, 18. I didn't know I couldn't do it. And if you don't try, you will never make it.
Okay.
Don't let it scare you. Plow right into it and get
it's
her
like
down.
Coming to this radio show. I was so frightened as can be to walk in and
job.
Sit down.
We okay. want to thank you for coming in this morning. You did a wonderful job.
This is a fast hour. You told me it was going to go by slow.
Well, I didn't tell you that. And folks can listen to it on biztalkwithscore.com. That's our website for BizTalk, effective next Wednesday. It's going to be out there biztalkwithscore.com. Thanks for listening, and you've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY.